The League of Legends betting podcast is brought to you by my patrons at patreon.com/gelatilol. There you can find bonus content like in-depth articles on macro trend analysis and league previews, as well as thoughts on breaking news and the podcast picks before the show is released to platforms. You also get to support your creators more directly. patreon.com/gelatilol. That's G-E-L-A-T-I-L-O-L. Good day, everybody. It is currently about 4 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday, April 30th. 2024. I hope everyone's had a nice week or so off, decompressing. Hopefully you didn't get absolutely destroyed by the NFL draft like myself and a few others have. This is our first international competition for the year of 2024. Moving forward, it looks like they're going to be trying to add a third one, which is exciting. A little bit annoying for some things, but probably a good thing in general. For those that are new around here, because I do know we have some new listeners that are kind of new to the scene, at least, the MSI is the Mid-Season Invitational. This event has changed quite a bit over the years, but one thing has remained constant, and that it's the prize for this is ultimately like positive for your region at Worlds. In the past, we've only had one representative from each region for this event. They're switching that to two now. There is a full the format for this tournament is actually, I think, kind of awesome. We're going to have a play-in stage that's best of threes. It's going to be there's like a double elimination bracket, and then eventually it's going to play into a bracket with with eight teams. So essentially what's going to happen here is that we're going to knock out four teams and then play a double elimination bracket with the eight teams that are remaining. They've tried all sorts of different formats with this event. They did like a multi-tiered group stage last year that was actually kind of cool, but we're not playing any best of ones. It's all best of series for this, which I think is the best way to do it. It also gives us the best chance at the best teams making the finals for the event. One thing I will mention, now that these are all best of threes and not best of ones, it really, really ups the bar for underdogs, which, you know, might make this a bit of a challenge as a betting tournament, but I tend to want reduced variance when possible, especially if you're looking more at favorites. But I talked about this in the Outrights article. For those that aren't Patreon subscribers, I did release kind of a really, really long write-up on my tournament outlook and my outright positions for the event. On the Patreon a couple days ago. Really, this new format just really elevates the bar for like these really, really long shots. Like, you shouldn't be taking anybody to reach the final or to make this out or to win this outright unless you sincerely think that they can win like 2, 3, 4 series against an Eastern team. So a lot of these, like the LCS teams, a lot like Brazil, some of the you know, Vietnam, like a lot of these smaller region teams, you really have to consider the likelihood of that happening, which is damn near zero. Because it's going to be double elimination for the best of five, and because we're playing best of fives, there's a really, really, really long shot that any of those teams actually get it done. So I wouldn't waste any money punting on the long shot teams. And if you want any more details on that, again, check the Patreon out. I kind of discussed how I would go about things and things, you know, just in general, like what I'm looking at for this tournament. I really do think this is pretty top heavy. I think there are two teams that could make some noise that aren't from Korea or China. Maybe three. And that's about it. So I kind of like went through my reasoning for that in that article, but I'll spare you the details here. One other note before we get into these matches here. So because I'm mostly focused on the four majors, and I have a few reasons for that. Most of it is strictly that it's not worth the effort for me to really like dig in and follow and track all the advanced data that I do for all these other regions and these smaller ones, because the limits are really low. So it's like just not worth the effort. For that reason, I'm not going to have a lot of the advanced data and charts that I do for especially for the smaller leagues, I only have so many hours in the day. I only have so many resources to devote to this. So I follow the four majors. It's where the liquidity is best, and you know, it's where there's the most offerings. So that's what I choose to pay attention to. There's definitely advantages to be had in these smaller leagues, but in terms of betting and handicapping them, it's only sparingly when I see an opportunity. I do watch, especially the higher end matchups in a lot of these other leagues, or the playoff matchups at least. I will at least comb through VODs and look at the good teams. But generally speaking, for international tournaments, I take a much more qualitative approach to things, especially early on. Once we start collecting data for the actual tournament, I will have, you know, more detailed analysis on that front as we go through the event and we get into the later stages of things. But until we kind of collect a decent sample size, I try not to rely too much on the numbers for this. For the matchups between the good teams, I'll sometimes pull stuff from domestic stuff from the domestic leagues to look at things and compare. But generally speaking, for MSI especially, I tend to take a much more qualitative approach in the first week or so. And then mostly because I just don't have the data, and two, because it's very, very, this is kind of like college sports where you're comparing like lower conference play to like the SEC or something, or the Pac-12 or whatever you want to compare it to. Like, it'd be like, in some of these instances, the differences are as drastic, if not more, than say like a Division II or Division III college compared to like Alabama or something like that. So some of the differences between these leagues are pretty large, and I think like it's tough to get like a really good, accurate, quantified number on that. So it's kind of like a waste of time to me. So I tend to take a much more qualitative, eye test, logical approach to this, at least early on, because quite frankly, there's not usually a lot to be said anyway in some of these matchups, as we're going to see with one of them today. So these are going to be shorter posts, especially for the first day. It's going to be much more about for the most part, what I think of the actual teams and what I think of the actual leagues that they play in. And that will be, bared out in how I'm betting these. So jumping right into the first match here, we've got FlyQuest +100, even money, plus on the money line, +1.5 mass at -324, -1.5 at +297 against Paris Saint Germain Talon, -121 on the money line, -1.5 maps at +252, +1.5 is at -390. PSG Talon are the representative from the PCS. The PCS is the Asia Pacific Combined League. It used to be two separate leagues, but they combined it into two. Now we have a bunch of different teams playing there. We have the Japanese League playing there. A lot of the Oceanic representatives are playing there now. We have two of the Oceanic reps playing there now. So I think, who was it? It was Ground Zero, and I can't remember the other. Antic was the other one. And then for Japan, we got Japan's top two teams playing as well. We had SoftBank Hawks and Detonation Focus Me. Detonation Focus Me is a familiar name to some. So they had V3 in theirs too. So the PCS, I think what a lot of people don't understand is, so before this year, they had already combined leagues a couple of years ago prior to this. Like, they had already combined with, the Southeast Asian League with like Indonesia and Singapore and all of that. This year, they incorporated the LGL, which is Japan's league. Domestically, they didn't play a full season. They played separately domestic tournaments, and then for the playoffs, they brought in the Japanese league, and the top three teams played as part of the PCS playoff. So really, the PCS is sort of morphing into like it's sort of become like a mini like Champions League for those that follow soccer. It's extremely competitive. I think domestically you had like two very, very bad teams in this league. One of them, I believe, got DQ'd. But outside of the bottom two teams, the other teams in the PCS, or like the, particularly like the top six, top five, are extremely competitive. And then Japan's usually has one or two teams that are very, very good as well. So all of this is to say, like, the PCS is no joke. I actually think most of these PCS teams, not most of them, but I think a couple of these PCS teams, the top ones, could win the LCS if they just played there, and they'd probably compete in Europe. I think G2 and probably Fnatic are better than them, but they would actually give them a run for their money. I think like Talon and Frank Esports and maybe Beyond would all probably be favored to win the LCS if they played there. They also had to travel a lot less for this event compared to the North American teams. Just much less, you know, travel distance, time spent on it, I guess. I like Paris Saint-Germain Talon here on the money line. I played Nitro had a -114, so I played the -114 for 1.14 units. I also played the Talon sweep at -1.5 maps at +252 for a quarter unit as well. I think this team's just better than FlyQuest, and I think, you know, every once in a while at these international events, North America shows pretty well, particularly at MSI. North America has actually had a pretty good track record at MSI. You know, we've gotten some teams pretty deep into this tournament before, but that was also with the old format. And I just think, like sometimes they get the buff from the better practice environment, because, like, one of the big knocks on North America is that their practice environment, and by practice environment, I mean, like, the solo queue ladder here, is just not taken as seriously as it is in Asia. So a lot of these teams that play on, like, the Chinese super servers, like most of the PCS teams do, or the Korean server, they just get better practice. So, you know, sometimes the North American teams kind of get a buff when they go international and they get some time to practice and play on these in a better environment like this. It really helps them elevate their play. But I think in a case like this, I just think PSG Talon are a much better team. I think they should be probably a bigger favorite than this. I think this is probably closer to a 60-40 matchup than a 50-50 matchup. So give me PSG Talon on the money line for this one. Our second match for Wednesday, the first day of the event, is T1 against Estrel Esports. Now, this is off the board in a lot of places. There's not really a whole lot to say here. I believe a couple of the square books, 365, I know, floated map lines on this. And just to give you an idea of what we're looking at here, T1, they floated a map one price on T1 of -50,000. -50,000 on a map. You know, 20-1 on Estral to take the map. It's just, like, not worth it. So the long story short here, guys, is for those that aren't avid league followers, like, Estrel Esports are your Latin America representative. Latin America as a league has just gotten worse and worse and worse and worse. It's not like a precipitous decline, but it's just been like a slow bleed over and over and over. And anybody that they have that is any good ends up playing either in North America or elsewhere. Estrel, for those that, like, so we've seen Latin America have some results internationally before, but it was primarily with the some of these older lineups, these older teams that had veterans that had been to Worlds a number of times, and, you know, they had some good players that had seen multiple international events, and they were able to pull some upsets together. With this new format where it's best of three right away, it's not happening. The only player on this team that I think most people would recognize is Jose Diodo, who played in the LCS for a little while. Jose has been the best player in the LLA for this entire year so far. He's been dominant. He's been, like, almost the entire reason this team wins games. He more or less hard carried this team by himself for large portions of the season. They're not bad. Like, this, it's a pretty good team. I think if you put this team into the LCS, that they'd probably be able to hang a little, but they probably wouldn't be a playoff team in the LCS, and I think that speaks a lot about, you know, what we're dealing with here. The kill spread for this match, by the way, is -15.5 for T1. I have never ever seen a kill spread that big outside of, like, the Asia games where we had like Kuwait or like Uzbekistan against Korea. And like, I've never seen anything like this, and it makes a lot of sense. Like, why the way this is lined is essentially books asking you not to get involved with this match. And I can tell you just from experience in the past, like trying to find value in spots like this, like you end up just like throwing money away. Because like, on one hand, my initial gut instinct for this would be like take plus 15 and a half kills. Like most of the time, teams don't win by that much, even when they do win, especially T1. But you don't know how T1 are going to treat this game. If T1 are taking this game completely 100% seriously, they could win this game like 10 to nothing, right? And you get a good chance of covering your spread. If T1 decide to play with their food a little bit, then they could run the score up, and this could be 30-1, you know? So, like, just don't get involved with this. It is what it is. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't even make markets on this. It's whatever. No action on the T1 Estral series. If you have anywhere that's floating a kill, like a map spread, like a -1.5 maps, maybe put it in a parlay with Talon if you want to, but I'm not messing with this one. That's going to be it for Wednesday morning for day one. I'll be back tomorrow with Thursday morning's games.